divided into two direct areas: how communication systems work, how they perform the presence of noise. The study of each of these two areas in turn requires specific tools. To study the first area, the student must be familiar with signal analysis, Fourier techniques, and the study of the second area. A basic understanding of probability theory and random processing is essential. For a meaningful and comprehension of various communication systems, it is necessary to have some understanding of the second area. For this reason, many instructors feel that the study of communication systems is not complete unless both the areas are covered reasonably well. However, it poses one serious problem. Material to be covered is erroneous. The two areas, along with their tools, are overwhelming. It is difficult to cover this material in depth in one course. The current trend in teaching communication systems is to study the tools in early chapters and then proceed with the study of two areas of communication. Because too much time is spent in beginning and studying the tools without much motivation, there is little time left to study the two proper areas of communication. Consequently, teaching a course of communication system poses a real dilemma. The second area, statistical aspects of communication theory, is a degree harder than the first area, and it can be properly understood only in the first area is well assimilated. One of the reasons for the dilemma mentioned earlier is our attempt to cover both areas at the same time. The students are forced to grapple with the statistical aspect while also trying to become familiar with how communication systems work. This practice is most unsound pediology because it violates the basic fact that one sequence, the first course dealing with how communication systems function, and the second course dealing with statistical aspects of noise. But in the present curriculum, with so many competing courses, it is difficult to squeeze in two basic courses of communication area. Some schools are required a course of probability and random process as a prerequisite. In this case, it is possible to cover both areas reasonably well in a one semester course. This book, I hope, can be adopted to either case. It can be used as a one semester survey course in which a deterministic aspect of the communication system are emphasized. It can also be used for a course that deals with deterministic and probabilistic aspects of communication systems. The book provides all the necessary background of probabilities of random processes. However, as stated earlier, it is highly desirable for students to have a good background in probabilities in the course. In the course, it is to be covered in the semester. The first 9 chapters discuss a depth how